Hello, everybody. I'm Naomi Scott Dunn.
And I'm Sam Griggs.
And we are the Interior Lovers Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about statement pieces, standout pieces.
I kind of find this, I mean, it's really interesting, isn't it? It's like, what makes a statement piece for one person? It could be something completely different. But, you know, I guess I was thinking it's either one piece of furniture, or it doesn't even need to be furniture. It could be like a beautiful light or something. Or is it also something that's a statement piece in the way you've decorated your home?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I always tell my clients that one single item can be the star of the show. It can be sort of the map to find every other part of your home or your room.
I guess that's it, isn't it? You can't really have more than one statement piece in a room, because otherwise it kind of takes away from the statement that I guess you can use that statement piece through its colour and texture to then connect the smaller pieces that are less visually impactful to tie them together as well. I mean, what have you, you know, what examples? Because I think of my home and I kind of thought, have I got any statement pieces? But then I thought, actually, I have. I've got, you know, in my hallway, which is quite pared back, I've got kind of a quite a muted off-white sideboard, but above it, I've got a really big, colourful piece of art. And so that probably is a statement piece. And then I've got a big Victorian chest of drawers, which is, you know, it's quite oversized in my bedroom, and that's a statement piece. So I guess in a, you know, it kind of varies. What about in your home, Naomi? I'm sure you've got a few statement pieces.
The maximalist personified. So I've got quite a lot of statement art, and also I've got like a bright orange chair, like a bright orange perspex chair. That's a statement piece, and it doesn't need to try and fit in with other things. I think that it just sort of can stand on its own and convey that it's just that. It doesn't need to necessarily blend in or effectively make everything else work.
Yeah, if you're really clever at kind of putting things in your place, maybe that would work. But I think for a lot of people, it might need to have some mini connection, something else. Because, I mean, if I just plonk a lime green sofa in my sitting room, it would make a statement, but it might not be a very good one. That's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you and I are alike. We're both very anti-matchy-matchy, and you don't have to match everything. And these days, I think some intentional mismatching sort of goes with the whole statement idea, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's kind of, I think it's that, isn't it? It's creating something that's a little bit different that maybe sparks a bit of interest. It's like not just for you, because it kind of maybe reflects something about your character that, you know, whether it's a bit quirky or whatever, but also if people come in, it maybe it's a bit of a curious item you wouldn't maybe expect.
So I have lots of those. Always go on about my weirdness. So I have two voodoo fetishes, which I sourced in Benin, which is the world capital of voodooism.
Nice. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, no, they're weird. They're weird. I mean, one of them is full of nails. So they, you know, you stab this edifice with nails when you hate somebody and you want them to die. I mean, it's all very noir. And so that's one of them. And the other one is actually quite beautiful. And the Metropolitan Museum of Art wanted to acquire it from me when I was living in New York. The other one is covered in blue powder, and it has all locks around the neck. And I'll send you photos. We can put some photos up for all of our posts, can't we? And it actually had maggots growing out of it.
It sounds delightful, no?
Part of a story, you know, that is probably my biggest statement pieces.
That comes back to like, what type of statement are we making with these pieces? Are we making a visual statement simply, or are we making a more kind of, I don't know, like, because that statement of those voodoo things, that sounds a lot deeper than just something nice to look at. That sounds more like there's some other type of energy you've put into that. Because to me, I couldn't have anything like that in my home, because I would think about who made it, why it was made. I'd think it'd come with some weird vibes with it, like it'd bring some weird energy. So I think that's quite interesting. You know, it's like, what statement are you making with those pieces? When you bought them,
well, I guess you're
what
right.
Were you thinking?
Yeah.
When you bought them, why were you?
What was I thinking?
like, why were you attracted to them? Because they were unusual? Were you attracted to them because the kind of place you visited just was so out of the ordinary and you wanted to bring something back to remind you about it? Can you remember why you were drawn to them?
I think I was drawn to the whole story of voodooism. I just was absolutely mesmerized by it. I mean, I'd always thought that I knew that it existed, but I didn't think that it was really as powerful a spiritual thing as it is. And in West Africa, it's huge. And then when I got to Ghana, I had a Togolese nanny and she was like, I'm not coming in the house with those things in there. So I had to keep them in the shed while we lived there because she said, this is really bad luck. Even though it's just bad luck for the person who they were intended for. She just said, you know, you can't mess with voodooism. But I was fascinated.
Yeah, so it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, when we bring things back from our travels, that has a whole other meaning attached to, you know, a statement. Because oftentimes you can buy something abroad that is very pertinent to the area you've bought it from, you know, and you can bring it back to your home. And oftentimes people might think, actually, it doesn't look right here. But, you know, that doesn't really matter, does it? Because, you know, you're making a different type of statement. You know, it's bringing back memories. I mean, I've got some things like that. I've got a wooden statue I brought back from, well, I think I sent it back from Bali when I was traveling when I was like 24. Which is quite one of those quite naive carved statues. It's sitting in my kitchen somewhere now. And that's the type of thing that the girls, you know, my daughters, they don't like. They find it a bit kind of creepy.
I think it's all about appreciation of objects, isn't it? I mean, I think also considering this, you know, psychology of colour and how when you're thinking about a statement piece, you should ask yourself, you know, what do I want my statement piece to be? Am I going to choose what color it is? Is it going to be a powerful color? Is it going to tell a story? Does it just only speak to me? Like you said about the voodoo thing, I mean, how do you want the statement piece to communicate yourself? You know, how do I want it to communicate me? I don't want my guests to feel uncomfortable in my home. So, you know, there's a balance, isn't there?
I think with the statement piece, I think there's probably an awful lot of high-end homes around the world where, you know, where they've employed interior designers, and there has been this kind of thought process, we need to have a statement piece. And it's like, we're going to have this statement piece. Whereas for me, it would never be about, right, I need a statement piece. It would be more about, I absolutely love that object. I'm absolutely drawn to it. Maybe it won't necessarily fit with the overall thing that's going on, but then I don't really, you know me, my home's not really like that anyway. But that's how I think a statement piece should be invested in. It's like an emotional, you love it.
No, I 100% agree with you, which is why when I'm choosing a statement piece with a client, they have to be with me. They have to feel something. They have to be passionate. They have to be able to talk about it. I convinced a client who had a very muted, very subtle, calming palette for her living room. You know, you need something to give it a bit of jazz and something, because actually her personality was very vivacious and outgoing. But, you know, with the trend now to just have this calm zone everywhere, that's what she wanted, which is good. And I said, okay, let's just incorporate something that's a little bit about your personality. So actually we sourced this super cool art piece that was a little table, like a little tabouret, a little stool almost, but it was a side table and it was made up of fake, not real, $100 notes.
Right.
So it just looked like stacks and stacks of $100 notes. And it didn't, you know, clash against her neutral, subtle palette. Yet it was powerful. You know, people were saying, oh my God, is this real money? Yes.
It's a talking point, isn't it? And I think that's what a statement piece is. It can stand on its own. You can create a nice space for it where it kind of has got room to breathe, and it has a visual impact and maybe changes up the energy as you're moving around your home. But it also, it's a curious talking point, and also it's like, it's a bit of, not necessarily, well, it is a bit frivolity with certain statement pieces, isn't it? Because, you know, you look at lighting, you look at kind of a pendant lamp to go above your dining table, for example. You could have a very standard light, Or you think, oh, I'm going to be a bit frivolous and have this quite ornate chandelier that I saw in local antique shop. You can choose to kind of stay on the line with a lot of things, but occasionally you can take the line up and kind of pop that in, which I think is really interesting. Because and the same with colour, isn't it? You know, like most people, when they choose sofas, most of us will go for something that's quite practical colour-wise. You know, we're talking at your neutrals. But occasionally you'll see kind of a lovely bright yellow sofa and you think, wow, you know, it's an interesting choice, but it's definitely a statement. And why not?
It's communicating that air of inspiration and a little insight into your personality, isn't it?
You know, I was thinking, is it easier when you're not on a budget to buy statement pieces? But I don't think it is, because there's so much vintage and secondhand stuff. Yeah, and you can kind of change up things, can't you? And you can kind of customize them. You know, I saw a lovely image. It was quite a grey muted kitchen, but then they'd taken a very kind of old, probably a linen cupboard originally, you know, one of those tall kind of French. And obviously, yeah, it would have been an armoire. It would have been nice in its original colour as well, but they painted it in quite a kind of magenta pink. And it looked amazing. Mm. Definitely a statement piece, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a solitary item. I mean, you know, if we're talking artwork, for example, I mean, you could have a triptych, you know, three frames of beautiful that sort of continued, and your kids can make them. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, off of Sotheby's, which none of us can afford. I think it's just about choosing things that really work for you and making something meaningful and bold.
But also, we've talked about feature walls before, and I know neither of us are a fan. I mean, like wallpaper, for example, that can be, you know, a statement of decoration. Do you think that's still a statement piece?
I think it could be considered a statement piece. Just do it on 1.5 if you can't even do it on 2 walls. But one wall, I can't bear it. But it's all about, you know, making a statement's all about thinking outside of the box, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just making a statement on its own. It's anchoring the room. It's setting the tone for the rest of the space. And a conversation piece, I mean, it can be anything, can't it? It can be wallpaper, it can be artwork, it can be a sofa. I mean, I love an old piece of furniture painted in a real glossy sort of, like you said, the magenta or I've forgotten the name of the colour now, like that limey chartreuse.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot with that kind of Annie Sloan with her chalk paints, don't you? People kind of really go to town with those you know, create some quite amazing things. What about tiles and flooring? Because, I mean, going back to that decoration thing, because I think, you know, there has been quite a trend for quite bold and kind of quite quirky tiling arrangements in bathrooms, like stripes, zigzags, all sorts of that, which, you know, you can see people think, yeah, I'm making a bit of a statement with this, but is that a statement piece?
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? I mean, funny enough, when you talk about bathroom tiles in the Airbnb in Prague, they had, and I don't know why I forgot to take a picture of it, they had Egyptians all over the tiles.
Right.
It was just the strangest. And I was thinking, well, okay, well, you know, maybe they love it, but well, that was really a statement, you know. I mean, we were all walking along like Egyptian at the time, messing around, but.
But that's it. It comes down to taste as well, doesn't it? And it's such a personal
definitely
thing.
It's subjective, isn't it? It's because, so personal.
Because you sent me some images last night, didn't you, when we decided we were going to talk about this. And some of those, I was like, well, yeah, that is a statement, but I don't know if it's a good statement.
I wasn't differentiating whether they were good or bad. I just, we can upload some.
But it doesn't matter, does it? What I think and what you think, what anyone thinks, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about your statement.
It's so subjective. It's so personal. I mean, I really think that it's all about that intentional clash, isn't it? I mean, one of the images had this fabulous black and white, very bold rug with yellow and pink and a green sofa. I mean, but it was, and a blue, I'm just looking at the image now. We'll upload it. It was, That is bold. I mean, I'm not sure what is the statement. Is it the carpet? Is it the chairs? Is it artwork?
But I think that becomes key to, if you, you know, with a statement piece, the clue is in the name. It should just be, you know, it's a singular item. It's not loads of kind of bold yeah. items in the one space, because then you don't know where to look.
No, you're on overdrive, aren't you? With yeah. It's too stimulating.
Yeah, visually kind of yeah. overwhelming. Whereas, I guess as well, it takes away. It's like, you know, it's a 100% statement, but you add something else, and that 100% goes down to 80%, and then you add something else, and it goes down yeah. to 60%. Yeah. So it's taking away yeah. the value of it in itself. As a statement.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think you've just got to have fun with it, haven't you? And even if you know, even if you don't have a sort of playful, whimsical style, you can bring something into your interior that will really be a statement, you know, and it can be something, like you said, traveling. You get so much inspiration from traveling. So just hanging an object which wouldn't normally be hung.
You know, like a vintage rug, not a massive one, because I yeah. think that in Scandinavia, don't they do that? Like, anyway, they kind of sometimes take their rugs.
They do hang rugs on the wall.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that can be really nice. You know, I've got some old kind of vintage throws from travels in Peru many years ago. And I kind of got a nice bamboo pole and just kind of sewed them on and then hung them on the wall. And I mean, that is...
It's the unexpected, isn't it? You don't expect that. That's why yeah. it's a statement.
You know, if you invest emotionally, not necessarily, you know, cost-wise in a statement piece, I think it's something you will carry with you forever, won't you? And you look back on it and think yes. when you bought it or when you found it, and it has a meaning to it.
Mm. It's striking that balance, isn't it? And it's just making it feel right for you.
Yeah, and make our home feel a bit more interesting. And why not have a little bit of quirkiness and move away from these whole kind of bland, you know, cookie cutter interiors that just abound, don't they? And you know,
yeah,
people are
absolutely
almost frightened to make a statement. That's it, isn't it? Because you're kind of opening yourself up to what other people might think about your statement, which is a load of rubbish, yep. isn't it?
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, I remember styling a place in South Africa, and they'd been to the florist that morning, to the market, flower market, and they bought the most beautiful proteas, you know, the national
the massive
South
ones,
African
yeah.
flower. Mm. And they just said, oh, but these can just go in a vase. And I was thinking, well, why would you necessarily have to have them in a vase? So then I just took one out and I just laid it on top of the mantle. Yeah. And she was like, oh, gosh, it's not in water. Would it die? It's a statement. It looks amazing just laying on top of the mantelpiece, and actually you're more likely to focus on that and to admire that than when they're just plonked in a vase.
So that comes back to them thinking about your statement piece. It's more kind of like a curation, isn't it? There's an element of curation in the home. I mean, I had a conversation with, there's a stylist, Hillary Robertson, that lives in New York, and she's the type of person, you know, if she finds a lovely kind of bit of cardboard packaging that she loves, she might then pop that on her mantelpiece for a few weeks, because it's like it's something interesting that you like looking at. I mean, I've got some really massive, you know, crystals on my desk, which I found, my parents used to live in Spain, and we found them halfway up the mountain that they lived on. You know, for a lot of people to have those next to your computer, it's like, you know, it might be a bit odd, but and they might think, oh, you're making a bit of a statement with your crystals. But it's just lovely, isn't it? It's kind of the unexpected. Mm. I think that's it, isn't it? It's something unexpected and visually
And it's
curious.
All about, sorry, Sam. Yeah, visually curious, exactly. Absolutely. I was going to say it's all about the senses as well. How you feel, how it feels to touch, you know. How do you feel in a space? How do you want people to feel when they walk in? And I think that is something that shouldn't be overlooked.
I guess there's a fine line, isn't there? Because you don't want your home to feel like a gallery space. You don't want to feel like you're walking into some type of gallery where you're kind of, everything you look at, it has like some type of emotional, it kind of makes you question things, because that can be exhausting. So, yeah, well, that, I guess that comes over to the like when some statement pieces I think are just a bit wacky, it's like for wackiness sake, you've got that kind of Perspex box with a dead crow in it.
Ooh, I have a dead crow. No, I don't. I don't. I have a dead crocodile, though.
You've got a dead crocodile. I was going to say alligator, but it's crocodile, right? Yeah, but that's a statement piece. Your stuffed crocodile or alligator, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I imagine him by the front door kind of just greeting you when you come back in. But
it's funny though, isn't it? Because I don't think of my crocodile as a statement piece. It's just like, oh
yeah, but I mean, come on, Naomi. How many other homes, I mean, in the world have got a stuffed crocodile? You know, I mean, I guess there's a few, but there's not going to be many.
Likes to prop up the other things, figuratively, of course.
I think, yeah, I mean, I think that's it, isn't it? A statement piece is personal. It's something that creates a focal point. It changes up the vibe a little bit. It adds a bit of drama, maybe. Is
it? Yeah, you've got to have fun with it.
That's it. Why not add some kind of je ne sais quoi? Things don't always need to be explained, do they? You know, you can just have something because you love it.
It's just striking that balance right. And, you know, think of something unexpected. And then that can be the statement. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive, like we said. It doesn't have to be something that is intended to be a statement piece. So it can be, you know, a kimono hanging up, or, you know, your wooden statue, or, I mean, my crocodile. I mean, it doesn't have to be. It can be a collection. I mean, it can be so many things, can't it?
Yeah, and just something
color
that...
is...
Colour, definitely. And just something, you've taken a very kind of normal object
and elevated it.
Yeah, it's like I'm thinking, like, in my bathroom, I don't think my bathroom mirror is particularly unusual. But for a lot of people, because it's not kind of a standard kind of chrome type bathroom mirror, because it's like a carved wooden mirror from India, for a lot of people, that's not the type of mirror you'd expect in a bathroom. They might view it as a statement piece, but I'm like, well, I'm not really making a statement. I just love it, and it changes up the feeling in the bathroom, you know. But I guess one person's statement is not another person's. Just have fun, really. It comes back to that, doesn't it? Putting a bit of you into your home.
And the, you know, what we said earlier on, what do I want my statement to be? How do I want this to be perceived? Or is it just for me? I mean, is it, it's going to affect my mood because it's going to make me feel happy and bring me pleasure.
I don't think it should be a statement for anyone else. It should just literally, you know, be something you're drawn to that's maybe a little bit unexpected within your home. Or you've taken quite a boring everyday object and you've enhanced it by having something that's slightly out of the ordinary.
Vernacular. There you go. It's funny, at the weekend we were, I know I'm really random. We were doing the Wordle thing. And I was saying, oh, we're going to go up the vernacular. We're going to go up the funicular railway tomorrow, and on the way we'll probably spot some vernacular objects.
Have they got a funicular railway in Prague?
They have. Funicular.
We've got two funicular railways down here near where I live in Hastings that go up the hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're about 100 years old. They're great, aren't they? They're so steep.
So cool. Mm. Yeah. This isn't that old, the one in Prague, in fact. And I'll tell you what they had at the top. They had sort of a miniature Tour Eiffel, Eiffel Tower. They also had this inside maze of mirrors. So cool. Yeah, really fun and really old-fashioned, very sort of in a gothic style. And yeah, that was a statement, I tell you.
On that note, maybe that's a good place to end our conversation about state. I think we've kind of gone over most stuff, haven't we? We said what we think about the different types of ideas people can have. Well, if anyone,
I think just have fun with it.
Exactly. And if anyone's listening and they'd love to share their statement pieces, we'll pop our email in the show notes.
Exactly. Don't let your statement piece be a solitary piece.
No, that's it. Just, you know, exploration. Exploring your interior love, really, as well, isn't it?
And express yourself.
Yeah.
Express yourself in your home.
Yeah, and find something that just brings you a bit of joy, even if no one else can see why.
That was brilliant. Well done. I love that.
All right, then. Well, nice chatting as always. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.